Open your Bibles, please, to the book of John, the 4th chapter. In your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1118, 1118. We'll be reading the first 10 verses of this chapter. We'll read the verses responsibly. And shall we stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God? When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And his well was there. Jesus, therefore, wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, access drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Let's pray. And Father, we pray that tonight you'd give us what we need from this service. If the truth were to be known, we don't always know what we need. In fact, we must listen carefully to the preaching in order to gain some insight into our needs and then to apply the truths that are preached that we might have our needs met. Help us to listen with carefulness. Help us to have the good judgment to realize the purpose of our being here. Bless our preacher, and help us each, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now, Holy Father, we come to the preaching of the book. What a marvelous book. What truths are found therein. And may we tonight glean from the great truth we're going to speak about. And may it bring glory and honor and praise to our Savior, because we do so tonight. Get glory to thyself. In a special way, please. Amen. I'm going to read a verse or two, maybe three. We did not read a while ago because of the longevity of the story. You began the story a while ago about the Samaritan woman at Sychar's well. You recall how that Jesus had talked to her, and she said, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. To this day, there is a Samaritan temple. It's almost like a country church building here, but a Samaritan temple there in Samaria. So you visited that, and somebody take that something out of the aisle. We're going to trip somebody on some little something right there in the aisle tonight. Somebody's going to trip on that right there. That's good. Thank you very much. And so... Jesus, this woman said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, or in the Vatican City, or in any other building made with hands, worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying you shouldn't come to church, but you don't come to church to worship. You come to church to get fellowship with the people of God and get instructed so you can go out alone and worship God. And... Now get this, here's my text. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. That's both my text and the title of my sermon. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. We all know the story. One of the most familiar stories in the Bible. As I introduce the sermon, I trust that you listen very carefully as I try to lay the foundation. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. The Samaritans were a hated race by the Jews. Likewise, the Jews were a hated race by the Samaritans. The honest, simple truth is you had Galilee up here in the north. You had Judea in the south. The Jews lived in Judea. The Jews lived in Galilee. And in between, you had Samaria. There was such a hatred between the Jews and the Samaritans that if the Jews and the Jews that lived in Galilee up here, if they were going to travel to Judea, they wouldn't even travel through Samaria. They'd go over across the Jordan River and down the east side of the Jordan River and then back into Galilee. Or if they're in Galilee, in Judea, they do the same thing and go up to Galilee up here. But they would not go through Samaria in order to get from one place to the other. Now, why were these people so hated? A little background. When the Jews had gone into captivity, when Nebuchadnezzar had come and leveled the city and leveled the city walls, he took the wealthy people into captivity where they stayed for 70 years. Likewise, he took what the Bible calls the craftsmen. We'd call them the middle-class people. They and the wealthy Jews were taken for 70 years into captivity. But Nebuchadnezzar did not want the liability of the poor Jews, so he left the poor Jews in the land. God gave Ezekiel and Daniel prophets in the captivity. Gave the people in captivity Ezekiel and Daniel for their prophets, and Jeremiah stayed in the land and led the people as being the prophet of the poor people. Now, from Assyria came Assyrian people, and they intermingled with the poor Jews left in the land of promise, the land of Canaan. They intermarried with these poor Jews, and from the union of the Jews and the Assyrians came a half-breed race called the Samaritans. Now, when the Jews, rich Jews, and the craftsmen, middle class, came back after 70 years, they found this half-breed race there, and they hated them. In fact, the half-breed race, the Samaritans, said, "Let us build with you the rebuild the walls and rebuild the temple." But the Jewish people would not even allow the Samaritans to join the endeavor of rebuilding the city, the walls, and the temple. Now, this makes the story of the Good Samaritan even more remarkable. This story of the Good Samaritan, who when this Jewish fellow was going from down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and there he fell among thieves, and the priest wouldn't help him, and the rabbi wouldn't help him, but this Samaritan did, it makes the story even more remarkable. However, there's another story in the Bible that in the fourth chapter of John, we could call it the Good Jew. The Good Jew. The Good Samaritan was the Samaritan who helped the Jewish man who had been attacked and beaten by the thieves and robbers. Now we have the Good Jew, who is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who dared to go through Samaria and there witness to a woman beside Sychar's well. Now He witnessed this woman, and she believed. She rushes downtown. She'd been married five times, living out of wedlock with a man at that very time, and Jesus had told her of her condition, and she gets saved. Now, as all people do that get genuinely saved, she wanted somebody to know about it also. She goes back downtown and tells the men with whom she had lived, which probably most of the men in town, what Jesus said, "Come, see a man that told me all things I ever did." And they came. The Bible says that many people believed and got saved. Then they asked Jesus, they constrained Him to stay, and He stayed for two more days, and while He was there for those two more days, many others believed, and so forth. Now, here's what we don't understand about this. Why did God want to save this Samaritan woman? Oh, you say God wanted to save her to keep her out of hell. I think that is a reason, but not the main reason. Why did God want to save this woman? The main reason God wanted to save her is that Jesus was organizing a choir. That choir was going to go to heaven someday and sing the praises of God forever and ever and ever. Jesus didn't save her basically to keep her out of hell. He saved her basically to get her to heaven. For, of course, he does not want anybody to go to hell. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And God wants nobody to go to hell. But the main reason that God saves people is not to keep them out of hell, but to get them to heaven so they can, to the praise and glory of our Savior forever and ever and ever. And that brings me to my text. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. Don't leave me now. God made man for Himself. God made man for fellowship with Himself. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11 says, "For thy pleasure they are and were created." 100 times have you heard me say that through these years. God didn't save you so you could have fun. God saved you so He could have fun. God didn't save you for your pleasure. God saved you for His pleasure. God didn't save you primarily to keep you out of hell. That's all a byproduct. God saved you primarily to get to heaven where you could praise Him and honor Him and sing His praises forever and ever and ever and ever. Ephesians 1:2, that we should be the praise of His glory. Proverbs 16:4, God hath made all things for Himself. Several statements. One, God's original purpose for us was to fellowship with Him. Again, may I say, that's why God made you. God didn't make you to go to work in the morning and make a few dollars, come home, watch the box, and then go to bed and sleep and get up and go to work next morning, come home, watch the box. God made you for His pleasure and for His glory and for Himself. I said, number one, God's original purpose was for us was for fellowship with Himself. Statement number two, that purpose has never changed. Just as God created man and placed him in the Garden of Eden for fellowship with Himself, when man chose to sin and fell from his lofty estate of fellowship with God, God Himself came to the world in the form of a man, born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem's manger, lived for 33 years on this earth, went to Calvary, paid the penalty for our sins, was buried, rose again for our justification. What was the purpose of it all? To get you saved? Yes, but not primarily. To get you out of hell? Yes, but not primarily. To